This is KUT. Irving, Texas oil-based giant ExxonMobil will need to hand over internal documents about global warming to the Attorney General of Massachusetts. That was the ruling of a federal judge earlier this month. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, it's just the latest development in a bizarre legal battle that's sucked in several states, the Attorney General of Texas, and cast a shadow over Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State.
It started last March when New York was joined by Massachusetts and the U.S. Virgin Islands in demanding the documents. Here's Massachusetts AG Maura Healey.
Fossil fuel companies that deceived investors and consumers about the dangers of climate change should be, must be, held accountable.
There, she gives two reasons for investigating ExxonMobil. One, to find out if the company misled investors by hiding what it knew about global warming. Two, to find out if it defrauded consumers. David Spence teaches environmental regulation at UT Austin.
The fraud cases are really about people being harmed by climate change and ExxonMobil's product being part of that process at the same time that they're essentially arguing that the science is not valid.
That last reason might remind you of lawsuits filed years ago against tobacco companies.
In my opinion, the only parallel is the existence of sort of a scientific knowledge on the company's part of a risk that it didn't divulge. But beyond that, I don't see a lot of parallels. You may find people who disagree.
Oh, yeah, I think the parallels are clearly there.
Tom McGarrity also teaches law and environment at UT Austin.
I think that the tobacco cases inspired this case.
He says that's the easiest way to make sense of how ExxonMobil responded. He thinks the company became so afraid of the prospect of multi-state lawsuits, like with tobacco, they countersued the states.
There's something of the sort of Donald Trump approach to things in this. You hit me, I'll hit you back twice as hard.
Coming to Exxon's aid in those countersuits, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Not only is this an abuse of power, it's downright un-American.
The strategy seemed to work against the Virgin Islands, which dropped its investigation. In North Texas, a federal judge even demanded that Maura Healey come to Texas to be deposed by ExxonMobil. Here's David Spence.
Trying to haul a state official who's doing their job into court in another state to sort of, you know, punish them for that seems very unlikely to be successful.
And indeed, the judge dropped that demand. But even with the documents, Spence and McGarrity agree that the states suing Exxon will have a hard time winning their cases. The lawsuits and countersuits have already had at least one consequence. They've complicated the prospects of Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson worked for decades at ExxonMobil, including as CEO. Here's Virginia Senator Tim Kaine asking Tillerson what the company knew about climate change during his confirmation hearing last week.
And let me ask you, do you lack the knowledge to answer my question, or are you refusing to answer my question?
A little of both.
Despite that non-answer, it's worth noting that ExxonMobil now does acknowledge that the world is warming and that fossil fuel emissions play a role. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.